There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Friday, Father's Day weekend.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And I just want to say something to my kids. You know, I know sometimes you guys forget purposely about Father's Day, which is cool. I can deal with it. But the fondest memories I've had with my kids was when they would go on the road with me. And I don't know if Steve had this opportunity to do that. I'd take all of my kids on the road. I'd probably working at the Stardome or something like that. I'd, you know, lock them up in the room, and then I'd go do my show. And then I had to take them home. Now, if you don't know my backstory about my kids, I got 3 kids, 3 baby mamas. We'll talk about that on another show. But anyway, taking my kids home, and I don't know if Steve or anybody, taking my kids home was the hardest part ever. It was the toughest part ever to drop them kids off, and it was so cool that each kid wanted to be the last one to go home, which would mean that's how much time they wanted to be with me. They were always trying to encourage me to take the other one home first, so it was so much fun. I'll never forget it, you know, just to have my kids on the road with me. And any dad who's taking the kids back and dropping them off, or mom, it is really, really, really tough. So, happy Father's Day, who's anybody who's ever been through it.
Yeah. And, you know, I agree with you. But I want to say something, man, about my father. You know, greatest influence in my life in terms of turning me into a man. Because my father never spent any time talking to me about nothing else. I don't ever sit down. I don't ever remember having a conversation with my dad about prayer or faith or going to church or nothing. That was my mother. She did all of that. My father's only mission in life was to get me to understand that one day, son, you are going to be responsible for some people. And in order to learn how to do that, you got to start being responsible now. My father didn't allow me to have, like, goofy times and stuff like that. He was full court pressing me, man. And I tried to raise my sons like that. I didn't accomplish it, though. I didn't accomplish it because I just thought it was better to let them be a little bit more free and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And because my kids had a different life than I had, you know. But my father knew exactly what I needed because I had nothing. And he knew that he was going to leave here and I was going to have to build this nothing into something. My kids don't have that problem. They started with something. So I didn't have to instill in them the same thing that my father instilled in me. And I tried to find little ways to do it, but it's just not the same thing. Because they see it right there. We have our own room. We all have computers. We have our own bathroom in our room. You know, that's how my kids grew up with. We ain't got to fight. We don't go over here. We don't got to do that. We don't live in the hood. You know, but my father knew differently. He said, this boy of mine, he lives in a place, man, that's just wickedly rough. So I got to get him there. I used to come home, man, crying to my mama because some boy had jumped on me and beat me up. Man, my father would come in there and see that. Who did it? I say, Ricky, Manny, go on back out there. I'm going to be on the porch. You go down there, you whoop Ricky, you whoop Manny. I'm going to be on this porch. And if you don't whoop him when you come home, I'm going to whoop you. Well, now we got to go downstairs and get these hands up. And I know people think that, well, you know, that was, you shouldn't make a child do that. You didn't grow up where I grew up. You didn't know what my father knew about it. And then my father was the essence of black man. My father used to tell me stuff, man, that I thought was so hurtful to say. But my father grew up in a time where they mistreated black people in your face all the time. And I watched my father and mother cry when I came in the house and found out that Martin Luther King was dead. That's, I seen my mother and father standing there holding each other crying. I heard my father say, white folks don't care nothing about us. They don't want us to have nothing. All this man talked about was peace and love. They don't want us to have that. I watched my father struggle and suffer, man, but steady, always embedding in me the thought process of work hard. Don't ask nobody for nothing. God bless the child that has his own. Get your own. Don't ask nobody for nothing. Work hard. Boy, look, if they tell you to be there at 5, you be there at 4:45. If they tell you they stay until 6, you make sure everybody gone before you check out. My father raised me that way. I remember when I flunked out of college and I started working at Ford Motor Company, whenever they needed somebody to call overtime, they call. I come in early, everything. I remember one time a foreman called my house and asked my father, was I there? And I wasn't there, you know, and I was staying somewhere else. And he told my father, he said, Mr. Harvey, can I tell you something? You don't know me, sir. I'm a supervisor here at Ford Motor Company. You've raised one hell of a young man. He's one of the hardest working young men I've ever seen come through this door at Ford Motor Company. That made my father the proudest he's ever been. And my father told me, he said, son, that man telling me that was bigger for me than you told me you was going to college. He said, I ain't know nothing about college, no how. He said, but when that man called and said you was one of the hardest workers he's ever seen come through that door, he said, that's what I raised you to be. He said, when I die and I leave this world, you let them always be able to say about Steve Harvey, Slick's boy, that they can outdress you, they can outthrow you, they can outrun you, they can out-eat you, they can outdance you, and they can out-sing you. But don't you let no man living say they can outwork you. He instilled that in me. And I would not be who I am. It wasn't for that black man with a third grade education who raised a boy that turned out to be global. I thank God for him every day. Appreciate you, Slick Harvey. Hope you're proud of me. Those are my closing remarks. See y'all Monday. Happy Father's Day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the past seasons and don't miss a season 17 premiere on April 25th and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com for your free trial. upfaithandfamily.com.